This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I've actually seen this guy on TikTok.
Oh, the guy in the street interviewing the girls?
Yeah. People say he tries to antagonize a lot, the conversation. Like, get them to say things that they probably don't even mean.
What's your age?
33.
Are you single?
Yes.
Oh, this is a good
Why do you
video.
Think that is?
This guy's great.
I broke up with my ex-boyfriend who wanted to marry me. Because there was a power struggle in our relationship. And I wanted him to dominate me because I don't want to be the leader, but I was leader.
Yep.
So why didn't she just submit to him?
Probably.
Because I didn't feel safe with him.
There you go.
If he made me feel safe, I would have naturally submitted. And
there you go.
Be amazing.
So what were some of the things that he did that made you feel like you were the one leading?
He couldn't make fast decisions. And I can make faster decisions.
Give me an example.
She's more masculine than he was.
Everything we did, he was going to get his real estate license. He couldn't even pick the date for the test.
Oh, yeah. Indecisive. Like, it's really unattractive.
I'm sorry, I have two real estate licenses. I can pick dates for tests.
Yeah, there you go.
It was bothering me how slurry her.
Yeah, she's a little bit on the sauce, sounds like.
But she was still, like, intelligent the way she was speaking.
Did the video finish or did it cut off?
It finished.
That was a good video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this is stuff I talk about all the time in my videos. And here's another really cute girl, great body. And she's like, you know, because the red pill guys would be complaining, oh, you had this great guy and you left him. What an idiot you are. You know, they have these kind of, these dudes on the show that are supposedly, you know, guys that understand women. And they're just berating women like this. You left a nice guy. And she's, bottom line is he dried her pussy up. Mm-hmm. She didn't feel safe with him. She certainly is not going to feel safe enough letting him lead and be the father of her children when the dude can't even make a decision. And, you know, as a man, your purpose, your mission comes first and foremost. And she's got, you know, multiple real estate licenses, probably had a real estate license, broker license. Maybe she's got them in other states. I think she was saying that she had two. And it's like he can't even figure out what date to go sit for the test.
Yeah.
So instead of being about purpose, drive, mission, succeeding, accomplishing, breaking through barriers, overcoming challenges, you know, he's like a dog chasing his tail and spinning around in circles with his thumb up his ass.
Right.
It's like she's more masculine than he is. That's why she left him.
Mm-hmm. And she was probably with him long enough, like giving him the benefit of the doubt.
He wanted to marry her, she said.
Yeah.
And the red pill guys go, hey, didn't you want to marry her? It's like she didn't feel safe with him. She came right out and said it. Guys will hear that and they'll dismiss it. Like, it's, you know, as Doc Love used to say, you know, women don't lie and men don't listen. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, right there, it's in full color, another woman saying and validating the stuff that's right in the book. She left her boyfriend because he, in essence, didn't act like a man. He acted like a girl.
Right.
And she wanted somebody that would lead her, not another chick.
Yeah, that's annoying. I've had a guy that tried to get me to do everything for him because, obviously, I know a lot about video editing and stuff like that, like social media. And he wanted to start his own little business. And I was just like, okay, like, I can help you. I can give you tips, but I'm not going to do it for you. And that's kind of what he wanted. Like, oh, you know how to do it. Like, just...
He wanted a mommy.
Yeah, he's like, just help me out, you know? Like, I help you out. I do things for you. Why can't you do this for me? And I'm just like, well, if it's your passion to really get into, like, the influencer hustle or whatever, you'll do what you need to in order to do it, and I will help you, but I'm not going to do it for you. And yeah, he got upset. He got hissy pissy, like, oh, you think you're know-it-all, or you think you're better than me. I'm like, no, I just work hard for what I do, and I'm not just going to give it to you like nothing. Like, go to school for it or
something.
Gotta
be a man.
Yeah.
Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Yeah. Some people just... I don't know. Like, they expect everything at their shoes, at their feet, at the palm of their hands.
Probably his parents spoiled him, did everything for him.
Yeah.
His mother did everything for him. So he expected you to do everything for him.
Probably, like, only child syndrome, too.
Single mom, maybe?
Mm-hmm.